This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's do it.
This is a very special edition of the Bogey Golf Podcast with Pat and Larry. Larry's stuck in Michigan in the freezing cold. Well, Pat, where are you at, buddy?
You know what, bud? I just got in out in Scottsdale, taking a shower, going to go out to dinner in my short-sleeve shirt. Been in shorts all day. Little sunburn on the calves. Slightly uncomfortable, but you know what? I can get through it.
Yeah, you're roughing it for all of us, huh? You're the everyman.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do it again tomorrow, but I will get up and I'll push through. I will play golf and I'll be okay. I think it's a tough task, but sometimes you just have to do what duty calls for.
So I think we were texting back and forth all day today because I am I'm not a jealous man, but today isn't. That's not true. I have never been more jealous of a person than I am of you today. But first, let's just say to all the people who listened last week and shared and rated us on Apple Podcasts, we really appreciate it. It was more than we thought we would get.
Do you know we're 5-star people, bud?
We are. We're 5-star men.
Not,
and we have,
not four, not four and a half, but five.
No, it's like I'm a 5-star man, and I plead the fifth occasionally.
Boom.
So just thank you to everyone. Please continue to share. Follow us on Instagram, Bogey Golf Podcast, Twitter, at Bogey Golf Pod, and then on Facebook, Pat, it's The Bogey Golf Podcast.
Oh, my God. I'm part of the party now?
Yeah, I changed it.
There's putting me in a corner.
Yeah, there's no name involved, so... again,
all it took was me going to Arizona and leaving your home in the cold to finally get a heart and welcome me to the Facebook page.
That's true. Well, if you had a Facebook, it would possibly be helpful. But
what did Belichick call it? Instabook or whatever the hell about whatever kind of social media that our boy that the hoodie uses.
Yes.
Follow us on Snapface at Bogey Golf Pod.
So yeah, like, share, continue to interact with us on there. It's awesome. We love talking to everybody. And
I was tied up all week, but you did a good job running the social media.
I do what I can.
I was out of commission, and you did pretty well. So well done to you, 5-star Larry D.
Well, all I did was repost the things that you sent me. But yeah, so Belly Up Sports Network, bellyupsports.com. We are what they aren't. Now let's get
in. That sounds good rolling off your tongue.
Yeah, I got something to roll off your tongue. So we're not doing a full episode today. I have an interview with a guy named Tyler from Mevo about the Mevo $500 personal launch monitor. I recorded it in the summertime, Pat. It's not, I didn't release it because the audio quality wasn't up to my standards, but I learned how to jazz up the audio. So it is, it's fixed now. So, it's a good interview, but Pat's not in it. Not because I don't love him, just because it was, BP before Pat.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Those were dark days.
Awful then. Yeah, you were walking up wearing your Jesus sandals and chasing dinosaurs around, and there was just a different world back then.
Yeah, I was getting 5,000 listens alone and on a major network. But whatever, it's crazy.
Your career with Golf WRX was skyrocketing, and then I came in and just lit fire to it, and then now we're here, but it's fun.
Way more fun. So tell me, what was the craziest thing that you saw today?
Okay, so craziest is hard because there was nothing that I saw that was actually like, oh my God, this is an abomination.
You didn't see anyone stone colding any beers or anything?
No, but I mean, there were people absolutely hammered. There were people in NASA suits that I sent you later on that you could post.
you sent me a video. You just shot the crowd, and there was like three shirtless dudes in it.
Yeah. So,
I mean, to me, so that's crazy. It's golf.
I would say, on a scale of 1 to 10, in terms of intoxication, the average person was a 7. So I think everybody there could have had dental work done, like pretty easily. Like you could have had a cavity filled based on the amount of alcohol going on. I would say that.
Like, I've never heard that before. They could get dental work done. They were feeling no pain.
The 20% of the people, besides Tiger Woods, if you ask them the name of golfer, had no clue.
So,
like, there were people there. So it was the biggest party I've ever been to that happened to have a golf tournament going on. So it was definitely unique, and 16 is something. It's so much grander than even you think on TV. Like, you watch it on TV and you're like, oh my God, that's so cool. I mean, just picture at your local home course an actual stadium being built around a par 3 that's 160 yards roughly, 3 stories tall, that's filled with 20,000 hammered people.
It's like,
that's what it is.
Looking at the videos that you sent me, TV doesn't seem to do it justice. The way that, like, from ground level, the way you're sending it to me, it looks like that is a very intimidating shot.
And it is. And what's cool is you had the stuff today with the various Kobe jerseys. You see that awesome picture of JT in the Kobe jersey. Like, the actual booing a golfer was just insane. Like, that's just something that, it happens. Like, you can miss the green by a foot and they're booing you. And then when the birds went in, just the way the crowd went nuts, it was it's a totally different vibe than I've ever seen in a golf tournament. I've been to a few, and this was something unlike any other thing. I've been lucky enough to go to the Players, and the Players is obviously awesome, which I'd probably rather go to the Players than any major but Augusta. But if you want just pure fun, it can't get better than this.
Well, this is just excellent marketing. They've taken an event that should be nothing. Like, it's Super Bowl weekend, and somehow they've turned it into a huge party that people want to go to, that is like a destination that competes with Super Bowl stuff, which is crazy, because people don't even put stuff out. Everything on TV is just reruns, you know, like, for Super Bowl week. Nobody puts anything on, and they put up a golf tournament that is drawing ass loads of people.
Yeah, there were multiple people who I spoke with who were actually flying home during the Super Bowl because they wanted to watch the Sunday round. So they're actually going to miss the Super Bowl. Now, I'm coming home tomorrow because I'm a football junkie and I want to watch the Super Bowl. But there were multiple people who I talked with today who were going home during the Super Bowl. And what I thought was funny, and this is once again, kudos to the great marketing. So 2 weeks ago, the American Express was out in this area at a great, great, great course. And that was just your normal golf event. And like you said, all this is, like, the course is awesome, but it's nothing like, it's not Augusta, it's not Pebble Beach. And whoever got behind saying, hey, you know what? We're not going to market this as a golf tournament. We're going to market this as a shit show. Is a genius. Is an absolute genius. Now, ASU's right here. Scottsdale's got a party vibe in its own. But whoever at some point made the call, like, look, we're changing how we're going to market this. I mean, hats off. There's going to be 500,000 people here this weekend.
Which is crazy. I was trying to get some information on that. It's the most attended golf event, right? I mean, it's not even close.
So I had to get an Uber over today. So I went down, I grabbed a bite to eat. This was 8 o'clock. So at 8 o'clock, my Uber was $27.
So it was already
the surge kicked in at 8:20. It went to $141.
That's absolutely crazy. But you got to take an Uber because you can't go be under any sort of control. Like, you're there for work, but is it hard to be, because you're there for work, but you're on the 16th hole. So, like, are you work Pat, or are you 16th hole Pat, or do you, like, wander off? How do you, because we both know that for me, that would not work.
So that's why you couldn't come. If this wasn't work related, you could happily be there, but I do need to be employed on Monday.
Yeah. And I got to think that, like, this is like a Christmas party on steroids.
It is. So what's cool though is at other corporate events I've been to, when you have a box, you have your own box, and it's a box with food, and you have your own bartender, and it's very, I don't want to say it's buttoned up, because everybody's still loose having fun, and you kind of let your guard down a little bit. So you're still talking business. You're still kind of in everything. In this scenario, all the boxes are kind of open. So you almost just have like this stall that's yours, and there's a whole bunch of open bars behind it. So everybody's going into each other's boxes. The drinks are just flowing out of control. And they do, now I kept it together a little bit because of work, but there were people in that suite or in that box that were bombed. And it was perfectly acceptable. So I think it's just more of like the 16th hole is you make of it what you want it to be, even in a business situation. Because, I mean, there were a couple people in our suite who were high-ranking people at various companies. And, I mean, there could be some blackmail going on Monday. people were having a good time.
Well, I would think, too, that when they're making the invites for this, like, you're not going to invite the people who wouldn't enjoy it. I mean, you know, this tournament is like us. It's not for everybody.
Right. So our host was very, very gracious in hosting us. Had us to his house before for like cocktails, and he was making like homemade craft cocktails, which is great. You started out with a couple craft cocktails, and then the minute you got there, the energy was just buzzing. So I was in a rush to get there. Like, I'm kind of always on time, a little giddy. And we didn't get there till about 10:30, 11. And I was a little bummed, like, we missed some of the morning people coming through. But all your stress just goes away and you just enjoy the party. So, like, that was the coolest part, that even in a somewhat work situation, even when you're kind of buttoned up, it was just a blast. And everybody you saw had fun, whether it was the 18-year-old ASU girl who was sneaking a wristband on and just getting white girl wasted, or it was like the 70-year-old man who was like dancing to DJ music between groups coming through. It was just a total different animal.
I wonder why other golf tournaments haven't tried to adopt this this philosophy of like letting it rip, because it seems like it's a no-brainer. I mean, you're mixing ridiculousness with golf. The players like it. Even all the major golf brands release special stuff for this tournament. So like the you know, there's...
Which, by the way, I did try for our guy out there for the Bettinardi stuff and no luck.
Yeah, I figured it'd be sold out.
I did put in the effort to try to get it, no luck.
Well, but even like the Bettinardi stuff that, you know, they're like super, that's a super classy brand. They're making stuff with beer bongs on it for this tournament, you know, like it's just, it's crazy. And that stuff sold out so quick. And like, it's just, it's insane to me that it goes to show what we've been saying this entire time is there is a market for this in golf. Everyone who golfs is not a stuck up, you know, rich, snooty person. Right. There are so many people like you and I who go out and enjoy the game for, the camaraderie and the stories
and
the fun, not just the, you know, for the three or four good shots you can hit in a round, not trying to shoot in the 70s. And I love that they've embraced that here.
And overall, I come from my line of work is a conservative line of work. And to see guys who are in our conservative, regulated business passing a cup around with 20s in it, betting on every golfer coming through, whether they're going to hit the green or not, that's just awesome. That's guys being guys, golfers being golfers. Like that was just, it was almost like the purest form of golf. And I think you kind of nailed it. Why haven't others embraced it? So we both went to the Rocket Mortgage last year. It was the first year. So obviously some speed bumps, blah, blah, blah. Make it the summer shit show.
Yeah, that's what I would do. There's a perfect hole for it at the Rocket Mortgage too. The par three they kind of had a couple tents set up, right? It was the one, I think it's like number, I don't know, it was right next to one. And it's,
it would, okay, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they had it really surrounded around the green.
Yeah, it would be perfectly set up for this and like, let it rip. We're Detroit. We can, you know, we can let the expletives fly and have a good time. But I feel like it was the first event in Detroit and we were trying to make it classy instead of just embracing what we are.
And now here's a good example for you too, though. So, since I'm a bougie ass bitch like you, we were actually able to attend two different suites. So going from the total shit show of 16, then I went over to another suite on 18, with a large corporate partner. And that was your traditional buttoned up, invite a CEO, cigars, good scotches, blah, blah, blah. So that was your traditional golf tournament, old country club guy box. And then 300 yards away, you had like show your boob chants going on. So
you had people getting pregnant.
Right. Like it went from this, like you had almost like your boy Stallone in Over the Top. Like you almost had to turn your hat around. Like we got the backwards hat on. Yep. Let me put it on forward now and go pretend I want to smoke a cigar. So it did have a little bit of everything for everybody. It's something I'm really hopeful that I can come back to again. And like I mentioned to you before we jumped on the call, what would be great is, hey, I get to do my corporate thing again. Because it is a great way to do business with people. So what I've learned in my world is you do business with people who you like and you do business with people who are a good fit for you. And there's no better way to build a bond than honestly to get drunk together.
I agree.
Get to know each other a little bit. But I would love for, because this is, and I'm not trying to say that we're party animal drunks, but this
no,
is
we
our
used
vibe.
To be. Now we're old men with three beers and I'm hungover.
Right now I'm considering, hey, I'm kind of out of town on a trip. I can go spend some booze and I'm deciding if I'm going to go to bed or not. So that's the bad part.
Staying out all hours of the night to at least 10:30.
Yeah. And now I'm like, I do have a tea time in the morning, so maybe a little room service and a good night of a Betty Betta sounds great. But it's been an absolute great experience. I think it's something that you would absolutely love. So you, between your ADD, your lack of filter, and then just your ability to just like bounce around a million miles a minute, this was the golf tournament made for you.
So what I would do, because I've been thinking about it. I would hang out.
You've been role playing while I was here.
Yeah. So I would hang out like at the beginning with the people. Like if I had to make an impression or something, you could hang out at the beginning with the people and then I would just disappear. Like everyone would know I was there. They would all like, oh, that was great. And then I would just be gone. And then you could probably come back later in the day because then everyone's tuned up and you're fine. But, cause I would have to see people slamming beers and stuff, and I'd have to stone cold. Like you just have to.
So the beauty of, I kind of talked about earlier with the sweet scenario there. The beauty of this is when you're at, like when I'm at the other corporate events, like I'm in my suite and I have to be like, you have to behave. We're here with it being kind of all the suites are open and then all the open bars instead of an open bar in your suite. Like multiple times during the day, our host had some of his higher level execs there and he didn't want it to be a shit show around his higher level execs. So we would go up to the third floor. So you could go multiple floors up, go hang out in someone else's suite and just still get drinks from that open bar. So that's where this was cool. Cause like you said, if you wanted to escape and be an idiot, it's 100% possible in this scenario.
So last year they had, or this is 2 years ago, attendance is the last one I can find, 719,000 people over the entire week. But just on Saturday they did 216,000 people, almost 217,000. And on Friday it was 191,000. That is, that's huge. There's no limits to the tickets, right? I mean, it doesn't sell out.
No,
pumping people in.
You could just keep putting people in. So I believe the number that I heard, and I could be wrong, the number on 16 is somewhere between 20 and 25,000 people just on 16.
I mean, that's more than it's at a Tigers game, except on Fireworks Correct. Friday.
Right. That's like a week at a Tigers game.
Right. Yeah.
What I did hear, though, which is really interesting, we kind of talked about it, like Phil not being here was a really big deal.
I wonder, like, because he's the Arizona State
people
guy.
People were really butt sore about it. Like everyone you talked to who's like a regular and even not a golf fan, everyone was kind of bummed that Phil's not here. So that goes to show you that, yes, we both agree that Phil going to make $3 million is perfectly fine. But the fact that he wasn't here did kind of hurt. And at one point, I don't know if I sent it to you or if I put it on Snapchat, there were these two like military copters flying above us. And I joked around. I said, oh, Phil must have missed the cut. Here he comes.
it is surprising that Phil, like, being that he's played in it, I think, every year since he was for like 20 years in a row or something.
Probably a college sophomore. I mean, I think he's even more than that. I think he's played in it since college.
He did sign up for, he's playing in Detroit this year.
Is he?
Yeah, I read it in the paper, I think, yesterday.
Are you guys going to have a calf flex off?
He won't even try. It's not even close. Phil's got decent calves. I have a fucking Greek god's calves. It's not even, it looks like Michelangelo chiseled my calves out of marble.
And for all the listeners out there, the embarrassing thing is he's not joking. So he's not anywhere near a pillar of fitness. I don't think he's ever done a calf raise.
No.
The only
reason
I can think they're so strong is for lugging your big ass around.
It's because I walk on my tippy toes like Fred Flintstone bowls.
but your calves do look like they're fucking chiseled, and it makes no sense.
I've had a man tell me that he wants to oil them up and fuck them.
Whoa.
Yeah, that would be Timmy the Man Beast back when he was a real man.
If that's the case, you're not wearing shorts to the waste management next year, because I do not want to see anybody oil you up and fuck your calf.
Well, it would cost at least $20, Pat.
$20, yep, calf, toe suck, anything. We love you, Man Beast.
All right, well, I think you have some engagements tonight, so I don't want to keep you too long. I just wanted to make sure that we put out some content this week because it's our second week with Belly Up, and we didn't want to, since we were both worried about people not finding us, since they did find us, we wanted to make sure that we put something out.
Right, they didn't forget about it. So hopefully drunk me over a cell phone will work out good, and I got to shower up and clean up and then go have a little business dinner, bud.
All right. Well, have fun. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us, Pat. We miss you.
I miss you guys too, but I'll be back home tomorrow. You'll be able to sense me in the neighborhood.
All right. Fly safe, and hopefully you get upgraded to first class.
Not happening. The plane's full. Middle seat, row 38.
Oh, God. I would drive home.
When I was putting in directions today, it came up at some reason. It said, one day and 5 hours to get home.
That's a hell of a drive, but it's better than sitting coach.
So I will definitely be sitting in the middle like a little fat sausage tomorrow, hopefully passed out.
Well, enjoy yourself and your one bag of peanuts and no soft drinks.
All right. I'll talk to you later, bud. Have a good night.
You too.
All right,
bogey golfers. So here's my interview with Tyler from Mevo about their personal launch monitors. Again, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram, Bogey Golf Podcast, Twitter at Bogey Golf Pod, Facebook, The Bogey Golf Podcast. Make sure to give us that 5-star review and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. And have a great week. Thank you. Tyler, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Tyler Burnett, and I'm the marketing manager at FlightScope, and I've been with the company now about a little over six years, and so I've worked in a lot of the different departments and sales and marketing, and seen the company grow a lot over the last 6 years. And
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This holiday season, Lexus wants you to remember. Nothing feels as good as making others feel good. Those so-called feel-good holiday films? They can't hold a gingerbread-scented candle to the feeling of giving them something that gives them all the feels. Make this December one to remember. Together. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Yeah, excited to talk to you today.
So the FlightScope Mevo is what we're going to talk about, and it's a personal...
Launch monitor.
Thank you. I'm having difficulties with my brain. So it's a personal launch monitor, and it's made for individuals. You sent me one. I used it. I compared it to numbers from a TrackMan during a fitting. It's not that far off. I really expected it to be not close. I didn't know if we would be able to have this conversation because I didn't know if it would be any good, but it was surprisingly good. It was off in some things, and sometimes it didn't catch the ball, but at the same time, sometimes the TrackMan didn't catch the ball. So it's not, it wasn't super far off. Can you talk about the technology that's in it and how it works?
Yeah. So we, we've been doing it a long time. A lot of people don't know this, but we actually were the first ones in this market. And basically the first ones to track a golf ball, FlightScope. We started the company. It was started in 1989, in South Africa. And we started in the defense industry where we're actually track missiles, where we still do that today, in about 30 countries. The defense industry technology straight into other sports, where we went into cricket and tennis and, now golf and baseball. So we've learned a lot over the years, obviously. And when we first went into golf, we, focused more on the B2B, where we're selling to, instructors and golf courses and fitters to help them improve their business and, grow their market and, help them teach and help them fit and things like that. So we, we made higher end models, which we still do today. We, have our top of the line X3 that's priced at $15,000 that teachers and professional golfers use. And So the really the main difference between, you know, those models and the Mevo, which is a consumer, is that the higher end models are going to track the ball the whole way. So they're called full tracking radars. Whereas the Mevo is a little more limited, obviously, because it's so small. And I don't know if you were expecting it to be that small, but a lot of people say, you know, when they actually received the unit, that they were just shocked at how small it is, because it's, you know, it's designed to be really portable, you know, like a laser where you could just take in your golf bag, go out to the course, go out to the driving range, and it's really easy to carry around. So because it's so small, you know, the radar, go ahead.
I would say it's actually smaller than my wallet. I have a big Costanza wallet, and the personal launch monitor is much smaller than my wallet.
Yeah. No, it's people are shocked by the size of it, for sure. But
if I had a nickel for every time I heard that, you know?
Yeah, so it's the technology in that unit is still 3D Doppler, so it is 3D Doppler radar, but it is limited tracking, so it's not tracking the ball the whole way. So we're taking the initial launch conditions and basically calculating the carry from there. But a lot of the other measurements, you know, like spin and the launch angles are going to be directly measured by the radar.
All right. So it also, it tells you what? It tells you your ball speed. It tells you your club head speed. It tells you your carry. It tells you
smash factor.
Smash factor. I know that. The work, tell me all the things it tells me, and then tell me what those things are.
Yeah, so it gives 8 data parameters. It gives carry, ball speed, club head speed, smash factor, spin rate, launch angle, height, and time.
All right, and what is smash factor? Why would someone need to know that?
Smash factor is basically the efficiency that you're striking the golf ball. It's really just a calculation of ball speed divided by club head speed. And, you know, there's some guidelines in the industry where, you know, just for example, with the driver, you want to be at 1.5. So that means that you're efficiently striking it in the center of the face. And so that's the optimal number with the driver. And then, you know, as you go down with the clubs to 3 wood, 5 wood, you know, 3 iron, whatever it might be, the numbers go down a little bit just because of the, you know, the club face and the angle of the club and things like that. So.
Okay. So, the smash factor was one of the numbers that was, the most accurate as far as when I was doing it with the TrackMan next to it. So that I thought was surprising because, it's just a little box that you put behind you and somehow it picks up, things that are happening on the side. I don't understand how that works. Doppler radar.
Yeah, it's pretty advanced technology where we can actually, you know, see the club head from about hip height to hip height. So we can see the club head coming in, and then, yeah, the Doppler radar that we use, you know, with all of our models and even dating back to the, you know, the defense industry, that technology was something that our founder and CEO, Henry Johnson, developed, you know, being a scientist and an engineer in the Doppler radar field. So it's pretty advanced technology on the inside for sure. And I think one of the reasons that you'll see the smash factor being pretty accurate is because the, you know, the ball speed and the club head speed are really good. Because, you know, those are being measured directly, and we've compared them to our top of the line X3, and they're really close on those two data parameters specifically.
So how does it work in the industry? If you have a top of the line model that's $15,000, and then you come out with a $500 model that is pretty damn good, aren't you worried that the $500 model will sell a lot and people will stop buying the $15,000? I mean, what do you get for $15,000 that you don't get for $500?
Yeah, I mean, you would be amazed at how much the X3 does. You know, it gives 51 data parameters. So, you know, anything that you could think of, from face angle to swing plane, the club path, spin axis, you know, pretty much any data parameter you could think of. And then, you know, there's a lot of other, we have a lot of apps, different apps. So you can do skills combines where you have actual virtual targets and you can play games. You can play simulation with it. So there is a lot more that it does. And then, you know, with accuracy standpoint, you know, obviously it's a much bigger unit. So the radar panel on the inside is going to be, you know, much more advanced, and it is tracking the ball the whole way. So there's a lot more that it does. And, you know, with Mevo for $500 for the average golfer that wants to, you know, dial in the distance and really practice with a purpose, they can, you know, go to the range or use it in their house to really dial in those distances. You know, I think you'd be amazed at how many golfers don't really know how far they hit their ball. And, you know, that was one of the main reasons that we made this technology, is for the average golfer to really dial that in.
So one of the things that I like the most is your app is really cool with the you could take 3D or not 3D, you can take slow motion video. You can draw on it to see, you know, where your club path is on the way down. You can circle your head to see if you're moving it and stuff, which is really cool. And it seems like somehow it's intuitive. It knows when your swing is over. You don't have to do anything. You just set up the camera, hit the balls, and it somehow it takes video of every swing. How does that work?
Yeah, so it's based off impact. So if you go into the settings in the app, you can select the pre and post triggers. So if you want, you know, if you really want to look at your alignment a lot, you can set that pre trigger to be, say, 5 seconds before impact. So the video will record basically 5 seconds before you make impact with the ball, and then 5 seconds after. So the radar and the app work together to where you can, the phone knows when impact is made, and then it clips that video automatically for you and saves it. And then, like you said, you can replay that and draw lines and send it to a teacher if you want, that type of thing.
So the other thing I noticed was the stickers are actually important. If you don't put the metallic stickers on the ball, your spin numbers are way off. So talk about the sticker. Why is that important?
Because the radar panel on that unit is so small, it just helps the signal. So it just helps clarify the signal and what's happening with the ball. You know, we've done a lot of testing indoors and outdoors, and indoors with all of our models, you're going to need to use that sticker just because the ball flight is so much. It's limited, obviously. You have a lot less ball flight, so it's less time that the radar can see what's happening in the air. Outdoors, we still do recommend the sticker if you want really accurate scientific measurements. Some people are okay without the sticker, and to be honest, a lot of it does depend on contact, too. When if you have someone that's hitting it really flush and striking it well, you'll get pretty good measurements without the sticker. Obviously we include some stickers with each product, and you can buy a roll of 1,000 stickers for like $20. So it's not too bad.
And say I'm hitting into a net in my backyard. Do I need to replace the stickers after each hit, or can I use them for a while?
Yeah, that's definitely something a lot of people don't understand. And it's kind of misunderstood in the industry, but you want to, with the metallic sticker, you want the sticker to be facing the net so that you don't make impact with that sticker. So if you do that, that sticker will stay on the ball for a long time. It won't come off until you hit it with the club face. But yeah, if you just do that, it'll stay on there and it'll last a long time.
I was in a couple of the forums, and some of the guys were saying that they thought in a next firmware update that there could be some games involved in the Mevo. Is that a possibility, or is it strictly a ball monitoring system, launch monitoring?
Yeah, just because the games are tough with this Mevo, because it doesn't do left and right, so it doesn't tell you the direction that you hit it in. So, like any skills.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
If you served in the Vietnam, Gulf War, or post-9/11 eras, you may be eligible for expanded VA benefits. A new law known as the PACT Act provides disability compensation, health care, free toxic exposure screenings, and more to veterans who are exposed to toxins during their military service. You can submit a claim for your PACT Act-related benefits now. Claims received by August 10, 2023 may be paid back to August 10, 2022. Visit va.gov/PACT to learn more and file your claim.
Limited. So yeah, with this model, it's probably going to stick to the, you know, the video and the data that you get.
And then the focus band, is that compatible with the Mevo?
It is, correct.
And what is the focus band? Because it looks, I'm on your website looking at it, and it looks like it's a band that goes around your head. Does it read your brain? What does this do?
It does, yeah. So we didn't actually develop the technology. It's a third-party company, Focus Band, and they, it's basically what you just said. It's a band that you put on your head that has sensors on the inside, and it reads your brain waves, and it basically tells you, you know, if you're thinking in the right or the left side of the brain. And I think, you know, where they really got their name out there was because they trained Jason Day with it. So when you watch Jason Day on, he stands behind the ball and closes his eyes, and that's one of the training methods that they teach. But the focus band is really just recording all of that data when you're training. So you can see, you know, all of your data along with what's happening, you know, in your brain as you're practicing.
I feel like for me it would just be a blank line. I don't know that I think about anything.
Yeah, if you put one on, it tells you, you know, if you're doing bad things, it's red. It has a little, like, brain image in the app where you can see, like, an image of the brain. And if you're, you know, in the wrong side of the brain, it's going to light up red, red, red. And then if you go into, you know, what we like to call the creative side, which is what you want to be when you're playing golf, just so that you're not thinking about too much as you, you know, approach the ball, and it'll light up green. So you want to be in that green side. When you're playing,
it'd be kind of neat to put that on someone and like smack them in the face and see what what happens.
We've had some funny stories with every PGA show. We do a big training session with all of our, you know, sales reps and internal staff, and we had Ocus Band come in one year and do a big presentation when it first launched, and one of their guys was using his personal phone when he was doing the presentation, and a Tinder message popped up on his phone, and he immediately went red. His brain immediately went red when it came up, and everyone was laughing. And so it was a good testimonial for the product, you know, to show that it actually does work.
Are you a golfer?
Yeah, definitely.
So what's in your bag currently?
As far as clubs or?
Yeah.
I have Strixon. I have Strixon clubs, and we have a pretty good relationship with Cobra because of Bryson DeChambeau. So I have their driver and some of their wedges.
Are you doing single length or no?
I'm not, but a few of the people in our office do. I couldn't get into it. I tried it for a little bit, and I guess I was just so used to the variable length that I stuck with that. But we do have some people that swear by it in the office. So
I'm messing with a set right now of single length. I'm not ready to say that I like it yet, but I think I like it.
I think it's very good from, you know, 9 iron up to the 3 iron. I'm not sold on it with the wedges yet, or at least me personally, I struggled a little bit with the wedges.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm not using the wedges. I did think it's kind of weird hitting a 9 iron that's longer. I thought that the long irons being shorter would bother me. That I'm fine with. It's the longer 9 iron, and I did keep the pitching wedge. That's the weirdest part about it. But so, how often do you play golf?
You know, I just got married about a year ago, so I haven't been playing too much over the last year or so. But I try to get out at least once or twice a month.
I'm telling you, marriage and kids are what kills people playing golf.
Until you get to a certain point, at least, and then the kids want to start playing golf with you, too, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, this year I finally got, my kids are old enough that one just started college and the other one's in eighth grade, so I can get away for 4 hours, so I'm getting to play a lot of golf now, but there was many, many lean years in between. So when you're out on the course, what are things that other golfers do that gets on your nerves?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Playing slow is definitely something that gets on my nerves. I've always been a really fast golfer, and my dad's always taught me to be a fast golfer, so I don't really understand why people play slow. So that's definitely the biggest thing for me. And
you don't say that to Bryson, do you?
I don't know, but I also understand why, you know, Bryson's playing for a lot of money too, obviously, so it's a little bit different for him, but just going out with your buddies and playing, it doesn't need to take 4 hours, you know, I think that you should be able to play in three or three and a half, but that's probably my biggest thing on the golf course.
That seems to be, I've been asking those same questions to everyone that I've interviewed so far, and pace of play is big, and I don't get it either. I'm not as big on it as you. Like, I think 4 hours is fine, but sometimes you get out on a public course on the weekend, and I mean, I've gone home before because you'll be 3 hours in making the turn, and it's like I'm not doing this for that long. This is ridiculous. So I definitely think that people should play faster. You don't have to read putts from every angle. You're not going to make it anyway. Fuck, the tour pros make less than 50% of them. We ain't going to make it.
Yeah, and I think there's a big misunderstanding, you know, that you have to be a good golfer to play fast, and I don't necessarily think that's true. You know, I think that even, you know, bad golfers can play fast. There's just a way to go about it, but I think that there's a little bit of a learning curve too, that you have to learn how to play fast. It's not something that just kind of comes to you, especially with people who are just starting golf. And I think that's part of the problem. But
well, I know when I joined a club about 7 or 10 years ago, and I wasn't a very good golfer. I'm still not a very good golfer, but I wasn't a very good golfer then. And I was talking to the pro because I was nervous about playing with other people, and he said, "Nobody cares what you shoot; they only care about how fast you play. Keep up and nobody will get mad." And that's so true. You can go out and shoot, you can shoot 110 in 4 hours. I've done it. You know, you can.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just being conscious of playing faster. What got you into golf?
Oh, my dad. Yeah. I grew up with my dad, play a lot of golf when he was younger. And when I was growing up, I played high school golf, and then I played basketball in high school and college, so I kind of stuck to that as I got a little bit older, but I've always loved to play golf, and I love working in the golf industry, so it fits for me for sure.
And what is it about golf that you love? What keeps you going back?
I'm a pretty competitive person, so I like the competitiveness of it, and being able to play tough golf courses. I like playing golf courses that are challenging, and it's a tough game. You know, it's really tough, especially when you don't play a lot, and I think that's part of the reason maybe that I'm not playing as much, because I don't get to practice as much, and so it does get a little frustrating when you can't do what you used to be able to, and the competitiveness, I think, is the biggest thing that draws me to it.
Does your new wife golf?
I'm getting her into it, but no, she didn't grow up playing. She played a lot of other sports, so she's pretty athletic, but she didn't grow up playing it. So a funny story, actually, I used to play golf with her dad all the time growing up. We grew up in the same town, and we knew of each other, but didn't really like know each other or hang out. And I would play with her dad like every weekend, and it turns out that we got married. So it's a pretty funny story.
So do you have any hole-in-ones?
I've never had a hole-in-one, no.
How would you feel if your wife got one before you?
Oh, that would make me upset.
My wife got one about a month ago. I don't have any, and she's been playing for probably 3 years, and she got one, and I was excited for about 30 seconds, and then it was just sheer anger. And then we were playing another day, and she hit one that was – it got really close, and I just said, if that fucking goes in, I'm done. I will never play golf again. That's it. So
I hope you made it pay for the drinks after the round.
She did. She was a sport, man. She bought she bought a couple of bottles of tequila, and I mean it was a time. So
that's great. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time. I really to get back on the launch monitor. I think it's a valuable tool that you can get. What I think I would like the most about it is, I could set up a net in my backyard, hit balls into it. I don't have to go up to the range. I don't have to go pay for range balls or just be out there. You can hit into a net and get some feedback about how you're hitting it. Cause that's what I don't like about the net. You can't see the ball flight. You can tell if you catch it, but you don't know kind of, you know, where it was going to go. And if you hit this into the net, you get some feedback. So that's pretty neat. I think it'd be fun to mess around with in the wintertime. And like I said, the technology, the results were pretty close to what I was getting off the $20,000 unit. And, it's just little. I actually used it on the course for a while. Just putting it behind me, videoing my swing. I was playing alone. There was nobody behind me. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, the indoor-outdoor capability is definitely big, especially, you know, when there's a lot of golfers who are in different climates where the winters are rough, and you can use it indoors or, you know, in your garage. And then, yeah, taking it on the course. I mean, we have some PGA Tour players that do that, you know, with Charles Howell, for instance. Like, we've been trying to get him into our X3, our top-of-the-line one, and he just likes his Mevo because he can just put it in his pocket, and when he's playing practice rounds, he gets his yardages and, you know, spin rates, and he can just use that as he's going. So it's really it's useful, especially, you know, when you're practicing you know, by yourself at home or yeah, like you said, on course, if you have a little more time to really see what's happening.
So is there a Mevo 2 coming out? Is there expansion for this, or is this the technology that will stay?
I can't talk about that too much.
Okay.
We're always developing new products, so there's always going to be something, you know, more coming. Right now, you know, at the $500 price point, we're sticking with the Mevo, but yeah, we're always looking for new ways and new markets to get into.
All right. Well, again, thank you for your time. If you're looking for a personal launch monitor, hitting balls and stuff, it's well worth the, it's less than the cost of a new driver. So, to be able to get this kind of technology into something that costs less than a new driver is pretty damn awesome. So, thank you for your time, and, have a good one. Drive safe.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. All right. That's this week's show. Thanks again for listening. Follow us on Instagram, Bogey Golf Podcast, Twitter at Bogey Golf Pod, Facebook, The Bogey Golf Podcast, and like, listen, share, and give us that 5-star review.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
That's all, folks.
Okay, lady. I love you. Bye-bye.
Live long and prosper.
Toodaloo. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Ciao. Ding dong day.
Good day.
Bye-bye. I'm sorry, what? What part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day.
TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
Bye-bye.
This concludes our broadcast day.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.